Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today, we wrap up our three-part series on the waters of the U.S. with Courtney Briggs from the American Farm Bureau Federation. In today's segment, she focuses on two key terms that must clearly be defined under the WOTUS rule, which are relatively permanent waters and continuous surface connection.
In order to be a WOTUS, you need to have a relatively permanent flow and connection to a traditional navigable water. So what does relatively permanent mean? That is something that we have grappled with for many years, and this EPA is providing a definition of relatively permanent and one that we think is legally sound. Continuous surface connection is another important term because it determines what wetlands can be regulated that are adjacent to relatively permanent streams.
Briggs explains how the Trump administration rulemaking aims to clearly define those terms and why that clarity is critical for producers navigating compliance and land management decisions.
First of all, there are civil and criminal penalties attached to Clean Water Act compliance. So you can be fined $64,000 per day for every day of noncompliance or jail time if it is a criminal penalty. So if the rules are not clear, a farmer can unknowingly break the law and be subject to those penalties.
AFBF's Courtney Briggs. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.